train. I'm not excited, but should I be? Is this the fate that half of the world's planned for me? I know I love you, and you love to see. But what only one can take is a little drop for me.
Thank you. Hello and welcome back to your next and newest installment of Miami Blizzard. No, just kidding. No, we're Blizzquake now. Daniela, I can't hear you yet. Let me figure that out. Are you talking, Daniela?
I am talking. Mm-hmm.
Are you talking now?
I am talking currently. Ah,
okay. These headphones are broken. One second.
These headphones are in fact broken. But anyways, hi everyone.
I can hear you. Hello.
Awesome. Hi everyone, and welcome to Blizzquake. It is March 8th, 9:09 p.m. Eastern Time.
You are listening to...
Oh my god, I can't speak. And it's Daniela, one of your hosts from Studio Bromfield right now.
And I'm Ben, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts. Freeform radio.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we're still working this out. Daniela is far away from me. We've not seen each other face to face in several weeks.
Yeah, several.
Oh no.
Weeks. My boyfriend about that. He asked me, "When was the last time I saw you?" And I was like, quite frankly, quite a while.
Quite a while.
It is just to make anyone. Underneath my sheets in my bed, so
yeah.
This is
if you couldn't tell by how Daniela sounds, she is in a dark room under blankets.
You know, it's one of those Mondays. I think the universe has it today. I have not spoken to a single person that was like, "That's a pretty good day." No,
it is not a good day. I don't know anyone that had a good day today.
Wait, isn't it the Ides of March? Doesn't it? No?
Is this an astrology thing?
No, it's like when Brutus. Oh, just kidding. The Ides of March is the 15th. So the Ides of March is when Caesar died. Julius Caesar?
Okay, right. I've met him.
Tuberti? Never mind.
No, tell me more.
Yeah, so supposedly it's a really bad day. It's the first full moon of the... I gotta pull up... Ides of March is the 74th day in the Roman calendar. Wait, that doesn't help. Yes, it was the death of Julius Caesar when his best friend, Brutus, killed him. So there you have it, historical prevalence. But the problem is... that's not until the 15th, so I grossly miscalculated. That's next week, okay.
So if you've been having a bad day, we can't explain it. We have no idea. But let me tell you, listeners, if you were having a bad day or had a bad day or know someone who had a bad day, why don't you give us a call and tell us about it? Complain a little, vent, you know? Call us at 855-915-9636. We'd love to hear about your bad day. We'd love to talk it through with you, make you feel better, hopefully. Maybe give you a laugh, maybe give you a cry, you know. Always a good thing, all two of you out there listening. We would love to hear. At 855.
Shout out Allison for listening to us.
Shout out Allison at 855-915-9636. And you know what? When you call in, make my day a little bit worse by forcing me to try answering the cell phone here. So that'll be a good time. All right. Our next song is coming right up, and we'll see you in a bit.
Keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you to close your eyes.
And some days I can't even trust myself.
It's killing me to see this way.
'Cause though the truth may bury this, ship will carry our body safe to shore.
Hey!
You're gone, gone, gone away. I watch you disappear. All that's left is a ghost of you. Now we're torn, torn, torn apart. There's nothing we can do. Just let me go, we'll meet again soon. Now wait, wait, wait for truth may vary, this ship will carry our body safe to shore.
Maybe I don't act the way I used to, cause I don't feel the same about you. In fact, that's a lie, I want you. Race through sound check just to meet you on your fag break. You convince me to put life aside and want you. Yeah. And only for the sake of it, I could chill you out and drive us through the night to your sisters. You could fall asleep in my jacket as a cover and wake up just to join me to smoke. Yeah. I want anything
Japanese ceremonial tea. It's good on a cold day. See, our problem is we don't really know how to stop. We've got something started and we see it's going in the wrong direction. And I think the difficulty is, to borrow an old Chinese saying, that when the wrong man uses the right means work in the wrong way. In other words, there's something wrong with the way we think. And while that is there, everything we do will be a mess. Now what is it that's wrong? Now I talk- far as I can see, the basic mistake is that we've invented this wonderful system of language and calculation, and that it is at once too simple to deal with the complexity of the world, and also we are liable to confuse that system of symbols with the world itself, just as we confuse, say, money with wealth. A lot of people are in business to make money instead of wealth. When they make the money, they don't know what to do with it. And I wonder if we feel cut off from everything, alienated, frightened of life and death. So what has to happen is we have to come back to a view of our own life, which is the way we really are, an organism functioning in terms of the whole environment, with the whole environment, instead of this funny little separate personality. But how are we going to do that? You can't transform yourself. You can't make yourself sane. You can't make yourself loving. You can't make yourself unselfish. And yet it's absolutely necessary that we be that way. If we are going to hand over the direction of nature to nature, it's absolutely necessary. I'm not going to say what we should do, but simply that before we think of doing anything in this critical situation, we realize the completely illusory nature of the beings that we think we are, and get back again to the beings that we really are, which includes all this outside world, no longer left outside.
Hello and welcome back. Okay, hold on. We are getting Daniela plugged in. So, you just listened to a bunch of different music, and I'm sure you loved every single second of it. And, Daniela, you are on.
Yeah, I am on. Yeah. And I also loved all the music that we played.
Yeah, should we walk them through it? We did a whole lot. We did Unbelievers Vampire Weekend, Teenage Blue by Dreamgirl, Little Talks by Of Monsters and Men, For Those About to Pop, the Yum Yums, Everybody Wants to Love You by Japanese Breakfast, Midnight Study by M85, Paperbacks by Arlo Parks, Soundcheck by Catfish on the Bottlemen, and Japanese Ceremonial Tea Interlude by the Electric Sons.
That's a favorite over here.
I wanted to talk to you, Daniela, about sort of like locked childhood memories, and I want to see if you have seen. Hold on. I'm gonna show you something, and I want you to look at it and tell me if you've seen it.
Okay.
So a little context. This is gonna be a little bit less interesting for those of you because this is primarily an audio-based platform. But I was in my music class growing up, and there was this animation that we watched almost every week of these like musical instruments playing themselves. It was like 3D rendered. I'm gonna play some of the audio for you in a second. Oh, it's Animusic. Okay. If you're confused about what I'm talking about, I want you to just like look that up right now at home. Here's what it sounds like. I'm gonna play it for Daniela, and I just want to hear your reaction to it. I want to see if this is something that you have in your life ever seen.
I don't know, I'm curious.
Have you ever seen this?
I can't hear it.
But have you seen this?
I don't even know what you're telling me what to look at.
Do you see it? It is like...
Nope.
Okay, will you look it up on your own computer? I need to know. I need to know if you've seen this.
What's it called?
Animusic. It is like these 3D rendered instruments from like the early 2000s that just like play themselves, and we had to watch it almost every single week in my music class.
How do you spell it? Anna?
A-N-I-M-U-S-I-C. Yeah, everyone should take it.
A-N-I-M-U, like music.
Yeah, like music.
Oh, it's like an animation company?
Yeah, I just don't even know what it is. But it was just a locked childhood memory, and it turns out I'm not the only one that had to listen to that in music class, so...
I'm sorry, I've never seen this.
It's so weird. But if you
I believe you, though.
If you have seen that, I want you to call in and tell me about the first time you watched that at 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. All right, Daniela, here we have a special treat for our listeners out there.
Yeah, we do. It's time.
Oh, it's time.
The time you all love so dearly. And what we need to do, it's a PSA.
Hold on. All right, we're ready.
And this PSA is about why not cover your computer camera. If you have a computer camera... Sorry, is this scary?
This is scary, right?
If you have a computer...
Wait, hold on. We need scary music. We don't have that. Okay, long, creepy, scary music. Okay.
Are you ready? Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, Big Brother, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. That is quite the last sentence. Anyways, a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And scene.
Wow. I feel safer already. Thank you, Daniela.
No problem. Yeah, cover up your camera so you don't know your FBI agent that's assigned to you.
Oh, he's got some things to say, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Daniela, why do you have thousands of tabs open constantly?
No, come on. I'll get back to them, I swear. Never. Never once have I ever gone back to them. I have some songs you could play.
Awesome.
Might that be fun?
Plan for the people. How many listeners are we at tonight?
Oh, Danielle, I want you to guess.
I think one.
You think we lost one? I think we lost one. No, we're at two. Holding strong. If you're one of these two listeners,
this is your
radio version of a CAPTCHA. I want you to call in and prove you're not a robot at 855-915-9636. Prove you're real. If no one calls in, we'll stop the radio show and play one song on loop forever and always. This is your warning. Prove you're real. 855-915-9636.
Yes, I know Allison's still there, hence why I said there was only one person listening.
She better prove it. I don't believe it. All right, we're going to play a song in the meantime.
Awesome.
Can't you see? I'm calling. A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm falling. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hit. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous. I'm loving it. Do it getting undone. Getting late to give you up.
Please. American sweetheart. Why'd you have to be so mean to me? Woke up with you in my hair, but as long as the dreams were good, I don't care. American sweet tooth. Why'd you have to be so rude to me? Bubblegum don't taste the same, but as long as the money was good, I don't care.
No lives are guarded in a hospital. No lives are guarded in a war. No one's laughing at God when they're starving, freezing, or so very poor. No lives are guarded when the doctor calls after some routine tests. No one's laughing at God when it's gotten real late and the kid's not back from that party yet. At God when their airplane starts to uncontrollably shake. No one's laughing at God when they see the one they love hand in hand with someone else in the hope that they're mistaken. No one laughs at God when the cops knock on their door and they say, "We've got some bad news, sir." No one's laughing at God when there's a famine, fire, or flood. But God can be fun at a cocktail party while listening to a good guy themed joke, or when the crazy said he hates us and they get so red in the head you think they're about to choke. God can be funny when told he'll give you money if you just pray the right way. When presented like a genie who does magic like Houdini, grants wishes like Jiminy Cricket and Santa Claus. God can be so hilarious, ha ha. No one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. No one's laughing at God when they lost all they've got. Don't know what for. No one laughs at God on the day they realize that the last sight they'll ever see is a pair of hateful eyes. No one's laughing at God when they're saying their goodbyes. But God can be funny at a cocktail party when listening to a good God themed joke, or when the crazy said he hates us and they get so red in the head you think they're about to choke. And God can be funny when told he'll give you money if you just pray the right way. When presented like a genie who does magic like Houdini, grants wishes like Jiminy Cricket and Santa Claus. God can be so hilarious. No one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. No one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. No one's laughing at God in a hospital. No one's laughing at God in a war. No one's laughing at God when they're starving, freezing, or so very poor.